With your coronavirus update for Wednesday, December 30th, 2020, I'm Jim Watkins. This update is sponsored by SiestaKeyYes.com. More on Paradise in just a moment, but first, the latest reliable and factual data and where we stand on the mitigation of coronavirus and its impact here at home and abroad. A reminder that all of this information comes from the CDC, the NIH, the World Health Organization, the IMF, and Johns Hopkins University. Here are the latest global numbers. To date, 82.5 million cases of coronavirus have been recorded since January of this year. There have been 1.8 million COVID-related deaths around the world. 58.5 million people have recovered from COVID. And of the current 22.1 million active cases, just over 22 million are considered in mild condition, or 99.5%, while just over 106,000 people are considered in serious condition, which represents 0.5 or 0.5% of the cases that are considered serious at this time. Here in the U.S., the CDC has registered 20 million cases over the past 12 months, 346,600 deaths from COVID-related illness, and 11.8 million people have recovered or were not considered severe. The deaths in America represent 3% of all coronavirus cases in the United States. Looking at the U.S., the top five states reporting the most COVID-related deaths in rank, New York, number one, followed by Texas, California, Florida, and New Jersey. Daily new cases remain high in New York, average daily fatalities also standing at 135 per day. Daily new cases have dropped in California to 35,000. Average daily death stands at 206. It's the third highest week of daily death since April. Florida is seeing an average of about 12,000 new cases per day of coronavirus, which is about on par with August. Average daily deaths from COVID-related illness stands at 92. That's 92 people per day, and that's about 40% under its peak back in August. Texas saw a record number of new cases Tuesday, with 22,700 testing positive for coronavirus. The average daily number of COVID-related deaths stands at about 152 per day. Updates on vaccine rollouts and other news in just a moment. But when the time comes for you to think about vacation, I want you to think warm. Think Siesta Key, Florida. The country's best beaches, fishing, swimming, boating, or just enjoying the quiet view from your two-bedroom suite steps away from everything. Rates are really good, but rooms are going fast, so go to SiestaKeyYes.com and see for yourself why Siesta Key is considered paradise. SiestaKeyYes.com. And now more of the update. A nurse in California tested positive for COVID-19 more than a week after receiving Pfizer's vaccine, according to an ABC News affiliate. But a medical expert said the body needs more time to build up protection. Christian Rammers, an infectious disease specialist with Family Health Centers of San Diego, told the ABC News affiliate that the scenario was not unexpected. Quote, that first dose we think gives you somewhere around 50% protection, and you need a second dose to get up to 95%, according to Rammers. Kamala Harris received a COVID-19 vaccination live on Tuesday. Joe Biden received his first injected dose of the vaccine live on television last week. Two doses, as you know, are required for full protection. The UK will prioritize giving more people the first dose of the vaccine over ensuring people receive the second dose, according to new advice published on Wednesday. The new recommendations by the Joint Committee on Vaccinations and Immunizations came as part of the advice on the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, which was approved on Tuesday. And for all the latest COVID updates, go to CandidlySpeaking.net and click the COVID-19 tab for the latest information. That's CandidlySpeaking.net. With your coronavirus update for this Wednesday, December 30th, I'm Jim Watkins.